lives happen at such a frantic pace that we rarely stop to examine them. We move at such a speed that we fail to see how God is active in our everyday lives. As we learn to slow down, we can take up the practice of examine to explore with God how He's at work in ways we might overlook. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer for Saturday, March 28th. I wanted to let you know that this will be our last episode of the week. We don't plan on releasing episodes on Sunday, as we want to encourage you to participate in our live streams as we gather again together in different places and different spaces, but be able to do that through technology, through our live streams. We want to invite you to join us there. We'll be back on Monday with a new set of prayers, a new set of practices for us to engage in together, and so we look forward to you tuning in then as well. What I want to do today, though, is I want to do something maybe slightly different than we've done all week, and I want to introduce you, or maybe if you're familiar with this already, reintroduce you to this prayer practice called the Examine. And the Examine has its roots in St. Ignatius of Loyola, who lived right in the midst of the Protestant Reformation. And, you know, Ignatius is fascinating because he seemed to be one who was trying to take the best of what Catholicism offered, as well as the best of what Protestantism offered, and merge those both into a sort of spiritual practice. It was Ignatius who developed this idea of the Examine, and it was really in an effort to allow missionaries, allow followers of Jesus to see the movement of God in their own individual life and the way that He was transforming their own souls. And so the practice really provides a way of just noticing how God shows up in your life, usually through examining a brief period of time, be it 24 hours or maybe the past week. And it's an attempt to really just slow down and notice what we may otherwise miss because of our responsibilities, because of the pace of life, whatever it is. It's just an attempt to slow down long enough to kind of have eyes to see where God has been. You know, it was Socrates who famously said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." More recently, it was T.S. Eliot who said, "We had the experience, but missed the meaning." You know, the reality is it's tragic for most of us, and that the majority of our lives go unexamined. Rather than us living life, life seems to happen to us. We in our day and age are so skilled at the intake of information, the consumption of information. But what technology, what our ability to take in has limited is our ability to find its meaning. And the purpose of this practice of the Examine is really just a prayerful meditation that seeks to examine the things of our life. It does so by coming alongside God, coming alongside the Holy Spirit, in a way to review our day, to review our week, and just see the ways in which God may be using these moments to show us Himself. You know, the questions of Examine, they help us pay attention to our mental state, our own bodily reaction to our life, and even our emotional baggage that we drag along with us. The goal is to just kind of recognize where we are at currently. And then in those moments, when we find what's going on beneath the surface, just commune with God in those things. The goal of the Examine is, again, to put it simply, is just to open our lives up more clearly and fully to both the difficult things in our life and the beautiful things in our life. It's a practice that at times I myself have used, sometimes on a nightly basis, to review the past 24 hours. Almost every Sabbath, this is something I enter into in a brief way of just reflecting on the way that God has met me during my week. And so I want to lead us in this because every Saturday, I think I want to reflect on the Examine with you all as well. And, you know, one last kind of logistical note on this is, everything we do here is these are practices. They're attempts and techniques to slow ourselves down to listen to God, but they're not meant to be entered into rigidly. Again, they're practices. They're something that we get better at. Maybe if you've been struggling with this idea of quiet and stillness or contemplation. Really, the goal of these is not success, but is to simply show up and open our lives to God. The goal is not the techniques. The goal is to commune with God. And these are just time-tested ways in which followers of Jesus throughout the ages have done just that, communed with God. So in the next few minutes, I want to just again guide us in this. The whole thing revolves around two simple questions. I'll ask more than these two, but really, if you boil it down, it's around the questions of what led me towards Christ in the past day and what's led me away from Christ in the past day. And so over the course, again, of the next few minutes, I'll guide us. There'll be periods of quiet interspersed with questions that I ask to just help you reflect and to invite the Holy Spirit into those moments. So with that, let's begin. As we started every day this week, I just invite you to settle into your seat and maybe take a few deep breaths. And as you do that, just recognize again, as we've looked at all week, that God is with you in this moment. I want to begin with a simple prayer of invitation. So as you settle into your seat, as you settle into the moment, I invite you just to pray through this simple prayer. Go something like this. Lord Jesus, I believe that at this moment you are present and you are loving us. Jesus, in this moment you are Emmanuel, God with us. And so help us now as we receive this day with you. So now I invite you to just take a moment and consider the past 24 hours. Think slowly through the activities of your day, almost replaying them in your mind as if they were a movie. I want to start again with this prayer of gratitude, that as we begin to replay the things of your day, think through what stirs up gratitude in your heart from today. What were the moments throughout the day that brought you great joy? And just spend a moment replaying those things in your head. And be sure to thank God now for the specifics. Maybe it was the sunrise you caught this morning. Maybe it was the laughter of your children while they were playing. Maybe it was the conversation with a friend or maybe something entirely different from your day. But try to stay in the realm of gratitude. Don't examine anything. Don't try to change anything. But just sit in this moment of gratitude with God. Where was it that you felt the deepest sense of connection to God? Just spend a moment again thanking Him for that. As you continue to review your day, I want to move from gratitude to now examining the emotions that went on with you today. As you review the day, think about what emotions you felt most strongly. What was it that washed over you throughout the course of this day? Again, as you replay the events of the day, what did you feel? And don't try to change that emotion, just sit with them for a moment and sit as you sit with God. When did you feel the most love today? When did you feel the least loved? When did you give the most love today? Or where did you give the least love? As those emotions rise to the surface, maybe just pick one or two of those. Maybe one or two that were the most dominant feelings that you had. And just spend a moment talking to God about those moments. Invite God to speak with you. Ask God what He might be trying to teach you. Just quiet your heart and present those most dominant feelings you felt today to God and just see what He may have for you. I invite you now to turn your eyes and your mind towards the day to come. I want you to sit with God and maybe ask God, what is it that you would like to take from this day, take from this practice of examine, and take it into the next day with God? Maybe you invite the Holy Spirit to say, Holy Spirit, what have I learned today that you are asking me to take forward? What is it that gives you the most hope going forward into the next day? Ask God for the courage to take that forward. Ask God for the courage to walk more in His presence. Maybe spend just one more moment thanking God now, church, may the grace of God, which daily renews us, and the love of God, which enables us to love all, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which unites us in one body, make us eager to obey the will of God until we meet again, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. And be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.